not. I...
The reason being that an individual that wants to draw the first step is obviously credibility. To a point where he could tell us whether or not we would ever become a charter account, whether or not we would ever get village powers, incorporation, how far fetched is it, what our possibilities of agreement, anything is
demonstration.
Head honcho that could actually give us the exact figures. Any questions that rest about what we should do with the water to stop the movement of annexation. And we got momentum going one element in a month, and all of a sudden now we kick back with this day and come in and do it, and we lose that a little bit of momentum. But do you feel it's important enough, and everyone in my line, everyone did what you're doing, a little vote here, is it important enough to stop what we're doing and listen to this guy give his presentation and ask him a bunch of questions and put it to rest once and for all whether it is possible that we're going to even be a charter town, even if it became law? What is the possibility of a charter town? What is the possibility of even becoming incorporated in our little town? And if he would tell Dick and the rest of us that it's impossible, don't even think about it, then maybe it would put the whole thing to rest.
Well, I think it was former. It was what I got from Vanessa, the charter town thing, we could put that to rest real easily, and the village thing.
Okay.
But she wrote back, that's what I was saying, the next one, when she realized I was sort of saying that, well, you know, we don't need to make an issue out of it, we've got all the facts here, because she sent me so much stuff that I was pretty convinced that she was right. So I thought we didn't make an issue of it, and that's where I wrote to everybody so they know, see all the emails and stuff that way. But then she wrote back and said, well, he's really good on boundary agreements and annexation. And that was the point that...
Well, this is like a double-headed spear having him come here. Because you cover the boundary agreement, the annexation, and the charter.
Question and answer period, anything we'd like, but that's not the fact we should get it advertised a little bit more so that people get out there.
Oh, definitely,
well,
yeah.
The other thing, we get another idea. How about we schedule it maybe later in the summer or fall when we, I guess if we're talking about like the whole idea of buying conservation easements, doing that, Larry's been very much into that stuff.
Yeah.
And I'd like if he could be here, which I think he's going to be gone. Yeah, because he's in Texas.
Well, where about the border agreements, annexation, and that stuff? What element would that fall under?
That's a good question.
Land use.
I'm curious.
But yeah, where would that have fallen in?
Issue opportunities is everything, though.
Yeah, but then after that, it would have to be economic development. Because I think the only
anyone. Okay. I'm just following if we could tie it in, if you could tie it into an element.
Well, which one?
I mean,
but
what is it?
Here's, here's another.
What is that? His element?
Yeah. Give another.
Okay.
Well, if it's not on the first Tuesday, but on the second Tuesday, and we just make a shorter agenda meeting, and our agenda meetings aren't needing to be that long, we can make it 7 o'clock on the second Tuesday as a special event kind of thing.
Oh, other than the normal.
If you want to keep the moment, I mean, if momentum is an issue.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it is or it isn't, but at the same time, this meeting, listening to this call might really
serve
some interest at the same time.
I have a meeting because we just kind of, we're just going to go down the list and hopefully Cindy Arbitrary will be the next one, blah, blah, blah.
I wouldn't think we already have a first
meeting. When is that one on the schedule? It would land use fall? Wouldn't this sort of fall on the land use fall?
That's September.
Okay, 24th is on a Wednesday.
That would be a third.
The 10th for the second Tuesday in July.
I think didn't we decide not to do the 4th?
But I think we're the 4th. What I was thinking of is if we can slide it in there and not change this at all.
But I don't know. This isn't really an issue to not or to bump an element for a month and get and
I don't think
the
so.
I think we'd probably do.
We could. I could get since I didn't come prepared without everything. But we could push it off at least another month, and then we could consider our next first Tuesday if I would email everybody stuff and we could see if there really is anything. So in other words, everything would go, then you'd be on next month, right? Are you in next month? And then we'd, let's see, that puts us in May and June. So then we could talk about it again with new information if I was prepared, if we still think it's, and I could do
it. I think it would be worthwhile. I think it really would be worthwhile. And just get it in there and, you know, whether it's a second Tuesday, which is a good idea, or a first Tuesday.
It's just fine, too. I don't think it's
how flexible is the guy, you know? I mean, can you even call it Tuesday?
We have to ask. This is a person from the DOA, Department of Administration, that NASA has apparently that he's willing to come and talk to us about, see where we are on NASA. So, we could call.
Work it around his schedule, which everything really works better for him, too.
Right. But the other thing, I mean, this is, I'm just throwing these ideas out, that since our first Tuesdays have been sort of the one where we discuss issues and all, sort of keep it to that. And also, this has been an issue that it would be good to have a broad section of the community have understanding as broad as we could. I mean, I would, you know, even though he said he'd like to do a sort of a small informal thing, well, our groups aren't very big anyway.
Yeah, our biggest group would be small and informal for
us. I mean, I wish they were huge, but we haven't had those for a while.
Well, I see, I still kind of think that there should be something going out to the community, some kind of mailing going out with the schedule that we've got set. If you can schedule him, and then after that, we can put together a mailing he's scheduled in there, and people would know.
Else, yeah.
Yeah, put the whole thing in there.
Uh-huh.
So schedule it far enough ahead that we can put something together. Because if you want people to come, they're going to have
right.
to get something in the mail, because they're not going to see it in the paper and find it on the website.
Yeah. I think the website is good for information if you go to it and want to go there.
Right.
But it doesn't get in your face.
But you're not going to, let me see what kind of meetings the town has coming up for
yeah.
I got nothing to do today.
Yeah,
I have
nothing to go to a meeting. I know. Yeah. So, but I guess my feeling was it would be good that get it. Have as many people as possible get that information.
Right.
That was my thought of keeping the information on the first Tuesday, sort of, just a thought.
Okay, now.
Right, I wouldn't do it on a second.
Here's what we can do.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would.
It's a good idea to get on the schedule of our meal now. And we usually put out a newsletter for our picnic about mid-July. And maybe we can kill two birds with one stone.
That would be a good idea.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And there's two pieces of paper, and we
should have its own piece.
Yeah.
Well, okay, and also would that fit around the land element? Does that make sense?
Land use? So maybe put it in before the land use element comes.
Sort of, yeah.
Bump the land use to the next month and just push.
Or something like that, you know, sort of put that together?
I wouldn't put it as an extra meeting in the same month.
No, I just meant if we're pushing something out, it would sort of fit. For one meeting, we're talking about, you know, land use, and then we had the, you know, the whole boundaries agreement thing.
I would do it before it, not after. Right?
Okay.
Then you have the information before you discuss the element.
Well, one brings up the questions, and the other, you know, how it is.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden you got more questions.
Right.
That guy back here.
It also might be good to have minutes to educate with the harassment and know where we're going.
I think you need to have it before Dick Reinders has his
economic
development. And his is scheduled for August 7th. And
well, this order can be changed.
I know, but what I'm saying is because his says after June and the next month after July, those are good ones to bump. Because they are, the person didn't specifically say I want it now or whatever. And then on the August one, have this guy come, and then the next before TikTok.
Right.
And then have the two that would be most affected
right.
by him.
Right.
And then if we have questions, we know who we can ask, which is the guy that's already been here.
Yeah, right.
And that would make it, if he was coming in August too, then.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I remember last August, it was 100 degrees in July.
Oh, I
didn't
know
that was
but yes, yeah. I think that's, does that sound
that
tough?
Sounds good.
Sounds good, I think.
First Tuesday in August.
And so then if it was okay with Dick, if we move everything back?
And we'll ask Dick to make
Dick and Kim and, you know, then everybody
can move down one. Okay.
And I think it's important to know that.
So you will work with the guy and see if you can get scheduled for the first Tuesday of August.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
See if that's okay before we make any, you know, changes.
I know that.
Are you coming, Rick, with your element?
take a look at papers that you're researching.
So you think that you'll be all right for next Tuesday?
If you need a cheerleader, I'm good at that. I'm not good at much else, but I help. Well, you know, so, I mean, a lot of this is just meeting the element or the requirements, because we're, as a township, the like elderly housing just isn't really appropriate here, because you really want to have it near a town center or you know, closer to services and so forth. And Conmont certainly got some of that going on. We do have a good array of housing costs, you know, from lower to higher. So we really kind of meet all the requirements, and township doesn't really need to get involved in people's houses.
Okay.
Well, so is the housing, does that go along with the land use then? So the housing includes Wi-Fi and development and those kinds of things, or doesn't it? Are you only?
It's more just the housing, what's available. You know, it's a quirky thing, because as a, we need to consider what kind of housing we want to provide as a community based on our zoning and our plans and so forth, but it's not, you know, given our size and everything else and our current zoning with the county, there's not a lot.
So the things like
this is kind of
less greater developmental rights, that wouldn't be part of zoning, or that wouldn't be part of zoning.
It would. You know, saying that you want to, but it's tricky to see. A lot of things are relevant, but yeah.
I just, we talked about it.
It's a very confusing.
We're working on
that's almost more land use.
Yeah, it's like, we're talking about it. You know, when we're trying to work,
everything runs together. It's just
right.
Vagueness.
But the size of the lots and stuff, which is really land use. It's not, and this is more about how
what's on the land.
Yeah, this is what's on the land. It's,
all right, well, work with the next one. If you have any problems, get the email going, and we'll help you operate that. We'll just
I'll send out some grants real quick. And 7
o'clock.
And everything on opinion.
May 1st, I guess it is. May the 1st. Then I'll need help getting out that mailing. So Monday, I'm going to ask people to come and hold letters. If you want to put it on a piece of paper, all the addresses that you did last night, so we don't have to put stickers on them, that's fine.
I could run it to the printer again, I guess. Because that way we don't, you know, print both the return address and the, you know, we don't put the sticker.
And the mobile home address is trying to get from Chris.
Okay.
And the sticker, we'll put the sticker on that. Unless you want to get it.
We could update the database.
She has it on a database and puts it on a label, so she must have it somewhere that she could.
Who's doing it?
My sister-in-law, my brother, who was the park manager.
Can she just email me the database? And
I don't know. I don't know. We'll try.
But I mean, or I can come get it. However she has it, if it's on a disk or something, I could drive over and get it too if she can email.
Okay. So that's, you know, 175 houses.
Yeah, but it'd be easier if we just got one database that was working, because you do it once and then you have to do the stickers every time.
Okay. So yeah, we'll put up that, and somehow we'll put a schedule up so people know what's going on for the rest of the summer and fall, and maybe we can get some more people that get interested in coming on our first Tuesday meeting. So, and we can have 139-cent staff instead of a number. And then we got that picnic, mailing going out to let people know about picnic. And so.
So someone has a question tonight at the annual meeting about when it's flat for, or if they bring up some of this stuff. I have a question.
You mean about the scheduling part?
Or the thing, just in the course of things, talking about all the things that are usually talked about at the annual meeting. Someone will say, well, we have to answer Egonia, Oconomore, Sullivan, whatever. And it comes up every time, just as rows come up every time. And it used to be the library three times, not anymore. And, you know, there's certain issues that are in every single time. And that's one of them, really, that someone mentions. And if it is, then
I think the thing to do is emphasize that everybody should come to the first Tuesday meeting for sure, the second Tuesday meeting if they have the time. You know, and this is where these things happen. We can tell them how far we've gotten, what the schedule is, and what we're thinking about.
Kind of a reminder of what I said when Larry gave his presentation, how many elders we've gotten down so far, and blah, blah, blah. So if it comes up as a question, I'll...
And, you know, if you have that handy, you can say, well, research is coming up in the coming months, and just leave it at that.
If they're really interested, I keep putting up as we do things, I keep getting posted on websites. So we've got three elements there now. That
and then now we come up with the decisions that we're mailing out the flyer in July, showing them the rest of the schedule. So that's in the interim, we only have about
actually, the schedule's on the website too, so I'll have to update it.
How many are we going to have to do now in July then?
Just two.
Cindy's in mind.
Just two, really.
Okay.
Yeah, and cultural resources won't be a part of that,
Richard's after
because we just have now May and June. We're skipping July and then August, right? So August is going to be George Hall, possibly.
Mm-hmm. And then move the others on.
Okay. So you're not going to be June?
Yeah, when you send out the schedule, you can always just put it at the bottom, subject to change.
Yeah. And if people like the change or don't like the change, they come to me and help us change
it.
We discussing something.
Perhaps we're discussing something. But we're getting better at it, I think. Seems like we're pretty well done at it.
All right. We've got a half hour to spare, so
we can take a change.
Yeah.